This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Two new polls show State Senator Darren Bailey with a double-digit lead over Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin in the Republican primary for governor. It's prompting Irvin to make a fourth-quarter change in strategy. One of those polls was from the Chicago Sun-Times and NPR station WBEZ, where Dave McKinney covers politics and co-wrote a story about the findings of this survey. He joins us now to talk more about it and the state of the primary campaigns in general. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Brian, how are you this morning?
I am well. Thank you for being here so soon after just being with us last week to talk about Ken Griffin. But 800-222-9455 is the number if you want to join our conversation. 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. There's so many shows this week that are being preempted by the January 6th hearings, and I did not want to let a week go by without talking about the gubernatorial campaign, which we're down in the home stretch, right? So let's start with the biggest news out of this survey, Dave, and that is the state of the governor's race.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a bit of a shocker. I mean, in a way where, you know, the public polling that had been out there really consisted, you know, of one poll. It was WGN-TV. I mean, there Dan Proft, who was a sort of a radio personality, conservative, had put some stuff out on Twitter, but never shared the results. So I don't count that one. But the WGN poll that was out had Bailey up with a very slight lead, but within the margin of error. It was very close. These numbers, though, suggest that there has been a very distinct turn in the primary in favor of Bailey. And, you know, our numbers show that, there's still about a quarter of the Illinois Republican primary electorate still undecided. But Bailey has 32% and Irvin 17%. That's an awful lot of ground that Bailey, you know, made up, and it's a lot of ground for Irvin to have to recover. We're 2 weeks away, so it's getting very late in the process.
And I should add, since you wrote up your survey, Fox 32, the news channel in Chicago, not to be confused with Fox News Channel, but this is a local TV news, had a separate poll that had a similar margin for Darren Bailey over Irvin.
Yeah, you're telling me news here that I was not aware of. But Brian, I think the significant thing is after our numbers were published last week, Irvin came out and did a press conference. I believe it was on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, last Friday.
Yeah.
And the most significant thing he said actually was something he didn't say, if that makes sense. He didn't dispute our numbers. And I think if these things were grossly wrong, you know, contradicting whatever internal polling that they are doing, that would have been the very first thing we would have heard out of the Irvin campaign. So, you know, you take that for what it's worth. I think that Irvin is in a great deal of trouble at the moment. Of course, $50 million coming from Chicago billionaire hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin. You can't say that it's been squandered yet because we don't know the outcome of the election. But if we get to June 29th and we know the results of Irvin losing, that is going to go down as one of the interesting political footnotes of any kind of election that I've covered here in Illinois. $50 million down the drain.
Although pocket change for Griffin. But all right, you mentioned Irvin giving a news conference last Friday. We have some tape from that. Let's take a listen. He basically talked about charting a new course for his campaign.
We've changed our plan, you know, of how we're going to get our message across over the next couple of weeks. You know, as we looked across that finish line first on June 28th, you know, it's necessary for us to reassess.
And among the reassessments that he's been talking about is the central political message of the campaign. The new one goes something like this.
This is J.B. Pritzker spending tens of millions of dollars meddling in the Republican primary to prop up a Republican that he knows he can beat. A vote for Darren Bailey is a vote for J.B. Pritzker.
All right, let's go to the phones at 800-222-9455. Tim is calling from Ottawa. Tim, thanks for the call.
I'm a Republican, and I don't see the Republicans beating the Democrats anytime soon because they don't know how to message to the people of Illinois that vote Democrat. I mean, it's the same old Democrats are going to do this bad, and the Democrats are bad, and the Democrats are bad, and the Democrats are bad. Instead of saying what is such a why it's better to be a conservative, why it's better to be have a conservative life. Look at the beautiful towns that conservatives build. People move to conservative states because liberal states and progressive states decay quickly. Yada yada yada. That negative, negative, negative. The Republicans have to reach out to people and say, look, we're all neighbors. This is what we do to live in a better better neighborhood, and our neighborhood stretches from border to border to border to border to border to border, rather than it's just Chicago versus the rest of us, because there are a lot of progressives that live outside of Chicago, and there's a lot of good people that don't vote. And I just think the Republican Party needs to stop fighting amongst itself. This is stupid. We have two people running in Ogle County, where I actually live, for state rep, and they're both two fine people. They're just actually incredibly good. So basically we have a choice between Fritz and Arellino. They're both great guys, and we can't lose with either one, because they're going to be running on the post. But the fact of the matter is, they still have to unite, and they still have to serve the people that didn't vote for them, like I did. I ran in the little village where I live, and I'm a trustee there. And I worked just as hard to make sure that people who didn't vote for me are feeling comfortable with their lives as the people who did. And this is what the Republican Party doesn't seem to understand. It's just, see, they are for abortion, and they're for same-sex marriage, and they're for taking away our guns, blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a minute. We live in conservative neighborhoods because these conservative neighborhoods are better, are fantastic, are more wonderful than our counterpart.
Well, Tim, let me ask you a question about
focus on what we do right.
Let me ask you a question. One of the arguments that Mayor Irvin is making is that Governor Pritzker is meddling in the Democrat or in the Republican primary. Does that bother you as a self-identified Republican?
It does bother me. It does, but it doesn't. Pritzker's not doing a bad job when it comes to out in our county. When you see him raising taxes on gas and then spending that money on fixing the roads I drive on. I don't like his views on gun control. I don't like his views on marriage and all this other stuff. But the fact of the matter is, as a person that lives in a place that has to drive in that place, this governor is doing a decent job there. So how do you tell somebody who is a Republican or an independent, not a sold out, you know, crazy progressive, but how do you tell those people, look, it's better to have a conservative if they're not freakishly anti-union and all that other garbage, you know, to just live in a better life, hold people accountable, make sure your yard is beautiful, make sure you're taking care of yourself, then take care of your neighbors, and then we have a very nice place to live. That should be the Republican message.
All right, Tim, thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show. Dave McKinney, and let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, 800-222-9455. We're talking with Dave McKinney about the state of the governor's race. His news outlet, WBEZ, and the Chicago Sun-Times commissioned a survey that shows State Senator Darren Bailey, downstate conservative, known for his sort of anti-mask, anti-COVID restriction, agitating in the past couple of years, is taking a double-digit lead over Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin, who had been thought of, I think, by a lot of people as a frontrunner, if only because he had tens of millions of dollars from billionaire Ken Griffin backing his campaign. Dave, I want to guard against the tendency that old reporters can have of fitting current events into our past frameworks for understanding politics. But, you know, this idea of a fiery downstate conservative against a suburban moderate is an old one in Illinois politics. How do you see this?
Well, I think your caller hit on something there about, you know, the state of the Republican Party in Illinois and how, you know, in Irvin, he lined up pretty much all of the establishment Republican endorsements that mattered. You know, the Jim Durkins of the world, for example. Durkin is the House Minority Leader, really kind of one of the remaining Republican suburbanites with any kind of measure of influence. I mean, it was, man, 20 years ago, or a little over 20 years ago, the collar counties were Republican dominated. Now they're not. And what you see sort of is the rift in a Republican Party between kind of these establishment Republicans who are trying to retain influence and align themselves with Irvin. And then you have kind of the Trump wing of the Republican Party that Bailey embodies, and where I just think a large number of Illinois Republican primary voters are at right now. And what's interesting about Irvin is that, you know, pretty much from the get-go with him, when he started his advertising in January, I believe it was, one of the central issues that he kept hammering on was crime. And, you know, I guess I'm a little, you know, the value of hindsight is you can look at that now and sort of scratch your head, because in a primary, crime, you're not going to get any kind of significant, you know, differences, I don't think, in a Republican primary field of candidates. You know, you can't really find any big differences between the candidates in this six-way primary. They all want to abolish the Safety Act that Pritzker signed and that made, you know, bail cashless. But, you know, where Irvin, I think, missed an opportunity was that instead of hitting so hard on crime, which is a better general election issue, where was he at on the economy? That's what our poll showed, that among the likely primary voters on the Republican wing, 44% identified the economy as the top issue confronting. And yet we have not hardly seen any kind of advertising from him, you know, rightly or wrongly blaming J.B. Pritzker and Joe Biden for gas prices and inflation and things like that. And that seems like that's sort of an easy made hit that they haven't really zeroed in on.
Yeah, that's interesting. And that survey had some, you mentioned the issue areas that people are focused on. Yeah, economy was this huge red line, everything else down in, you know, 10% at most. Even things that people think of as big issues like abortion and crime, as you said. What else did the survey tell us? And I'm particularly interested in President Trump's popularity in Illinois, because he didn't do that great in this state in 2016.
Well, I mean, in 2016 and 2018, this was not Trump country overall, but still among Republican primary voters, it was, and it showed that his level of support within this voting electorate among Republicans hasn't really dropped that much. I mean, he still has a favorability rating among likely Illinois Republican primary voters of 86%. I mean, that's just, it makes your head spin, you know, given that he lost the general election in Illinois to Joe Biden by 17 percentage points and that, you know, he's been twice impeached and clearly is the subject of these January 6th hearings in Congress right now that really are circling around him. So that's not having any impact. None of that is having any impact on Republicans. Most Republicans, 2/3 of them, want Trump to run in 2024 for president, and about half identify him as the person that they favor the most in the potential field of 2024 candidates. I mean, his numbers there are 51% versus the next closest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 23%. So, you know, there is no diminution of support for Trump in Illinois among likely Republican voters at all.
Wow. All right. We only have about a minute left, and we're not going to have time to get into the Republican seeking the nomination for U.S. Senate to challenge the likely Democratic nominee, Tammy Duckworth, Secretary of State, or any of the other ones. But basically, the most popular poll response in those races was undecided at this point. At the end of your story, you remind listeners that any poll is a snapshot in time. You also touted the track record of your pollster. Super briefly, why is that important? Why do you have confidence in the, you know, accuracy of this poll?
Well, I mean, you know, 538 is a pretty good outfit. I mean, it's Nate Silver. He's the statistician that knows politics pretty well. And, you know, he gave Public Policy Polling, they're a North Carolina pollster that we used, an A-, and calculated that based on the published polls that they have put out, that they have an accuracy rate of about 80%. And you know, we can remember really in the 2016 presidential election when, you know, all the polls had Hillary Clinton up and you know, Donald Trump's election in 2016 was a surprise to so many people. It was a, you know, a point in time when pollsters all over the place had egg in their face. And so, you know, I think it's important for people to be mindful of track records for these polling organizations. But what makes me think that these numbers are valid is that there are, you know, there are a number of internal polls that I'm aware of that are out there by different campaigns, as well as, you know, you mentioned the Fox one. I mean, these numbers are all kind of pointing in the same direction.
They seem to be pointing in the same direction. We'll see. All right. Dave McKinney from the, I almost said the Chicago Sun-Times. That's a little outdated. From WBEZ, which is now joined with the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks for being here.
Yep. Thanks, Brian.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.